आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू इनॉग्यूरेट न्यू कैंपस ऑफ नालंदा यूनिवर्सिटी एट राजगीर इन बिहार। इनॉग्यूरल सेरेमनी टू बी अटेंडेड बाय सेवरल एमिनेंट पीपल इंक्लूडिंग हेड्स ऑफ मिशंस ऑफ 17 कंट्रीज। U.S. President Joe Biden announces a plan to provide legal status to 5 lakh spouses of American citizens. IMD says relief from scorching heat wave over North India is expected with approach of western disturbance in the region. World champion Neeraj Chopra wins gold in javelin throw at World Athletics Continental Gold Tour in Finland. And in T20 Cricket World Cup, Super 8 round begins today in West Indies, USA to take on South Africa. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar today to inaugurate the new campus of Nalanda University at Rajgir in Nalanda district. The inauguration function is scheduled to begin from 10 a.m. at Sushma Swaraj Auditorium in the university premises. Nalanda University is conceived as a joint collaboration between India and East Asia Summit EAS countries. The inauguration ceremony will be attended by Bihar Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. Several eminent personalities, including the heads of missions of 17 countries, will also remain present at the function. Equipped with state-of-the-art infrastructure, the university campus is spread over 450 acres. Based on the theme of environment conservation, the campus has been made as a net-zero green campus. Details from our correspondent.
After the inauguration of the new campus of the university, Prime Minister will also address the gathering of students and faculty members. The university, which has been established on the line of ancient Nalanda University, has a total number of 6 schools which offer postgraduate PhD programs in different disciplines. Students of 30 countries are presently enrolled at the university in different disciplines. Elaborate security arrangements have been made at Rajgir in view of Prime Minister's program. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Rajgir.
Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. During their meeting, the Prime Minister was briefed about various operational, administrative and infrastructural activities being progressed by the Indian Navy. He was assured of the Navy's commitment to remain combat ready at all times and to safeguard national maritime interests while focusing on Atmanirbharta in capability building. Mr. Tripathi also informed the Prime Minister about various initiatives towards nation building, as well as the focus on training and welfare measures for all personnel and the emphasis on tri-service synergy by enhancing integration across various domains. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and his U.S. counterpart Jake Sullivan attended an industry roundtable on U.S. initiative on critical and emerging technologies in New Delhi yesterday. Both Indian and U.S. national security advisors emphasized the importance of India and the U.S. leading in technology. Mr. Doval and Mr. Sullivan chaired the second meeting of the India-U.S. Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technology in New Delhi on Monday. The two national security advisors resolved to support enhanced collaboration across the governments, industry and academia, with a particular focus on semiconductor technology and manufacturing, sustainable agriculture and food security. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that information is power and fake news can create disaster of unimaginable proportion. Addressing the officer trainees of the 2022 and 2023 batches of the Indian Information Service, IIS, in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Dhankar said that as communicators, the IIS officers are the custodians of public trust.
As IIS officers, you are enjoined and equipped to act as a bridge between the citizens and their elected governments. You are the live contact with the people. You have to see that this bridge is functional 24/7 and well greased by authentic information that carries highest degree of credibility and sanctity. It is your service that has made where the entire world, not only Bharat, they're facing all also weather terrain, how electoral process of this country has earned name and fame.
Talking about the stability and maturity of the Indian democracy, the Vice President said that Bharat has created a world record in this election with 642 million voters, which is the highest ever voter turnout in the world. On World Sickle Cell Day today, Vice President will attend a state-level program organized in Dindori, Madhya Pradesh. This program will be organized at Government Chandra Vijay Mahavidyalaya, Dindori this morning. Governor Mangubhai Patel, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav, and ministers of the state government will also be present in the program. Sickle cell disease is a genetic disorder in which red blood cells change into a sickle shape, due to which there is a shortage of healthy red blood cells and blood flow can be blocked. We have more from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Sickle Cell Elimination Mission 2047 at the national level on July 1st last year from Shahdol district of Madhya Pradesh. 17 states of the country are included in the National Sickle Cell Elimination Mission. In Madhya Pradesh, sickle cell screening of around 1 crore 11 lakh citizens is to be done in 89 development blocks of the tribal dominated districts under this mission. Around 49 lakh 17 thousand people have been screened so far, out of which 1 lakh 20,000 493 are sickle carriers and 18,182 are identified as sickle patients. 22,96,000 genetic cards have also been distributed in Madhya Pradesh. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Union Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Minister Jayant Chaudhary yesterday conducted a comprehensive review of the operations of the Directorate General of Training, DGT, in New Delhi. He appreciated the efforts of the DGT towards reinvigorating and reimagining one of the long-standing skilling ecosystems and adding more than 5,000 institutions over the last decade. He emphasized that while ITIs have their equity, they need a renewed focus. Mr. Chaudhary reiterated the government's commitment to transforming the skill development landscape in India. Congress leader and elected member of Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi has resigned from his seat in Lok Sabha from the Wayanad parliamentary constituency of Kerala. Mr. Gandhi's resignation was accepted yesterday by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said that Rahul Gandhi will keep the Raebareli seat and vacate Wayanad Lok Sabha seat. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Kharge said Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will fight for the Wayanad Lok Sabha seat in Kerala. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back to Morning News. U.S. President Joe Biden has announced a new effort to provide a path to citizenship to hundreds of thousands of immigrants in the U.S. who are married to American citizens but lack legal status in the country. This executive action to protect undocumented spouses of American citizens would shield about 500,000 immigrants from deportation. The new policy would allow non-citizens who have been in the country for at least 10 years and are married to a U.S. citizen and their children to apply for permanent residence without leaving the country. During a ceremony at the White House, Mr. Biden said the order would go into effect this summer and stressed that it would not benefit people who recently came into the country. Prime Minister of Nepal, Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand, has urged the developed countries to help address challenges faced by the countries that missed the industrial revolutions. Inaugurating the 21st replenishment meeting of the World Bank's International Development Association in Kathmandu Valley yesterday, PM Dahal said that concessional financial assistance to the countries that lagged behind industrial development was essential for achieving the global goal of peace and prosperity. He emphasized that Nepal was in short supply of financial resources to meet Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, nationally determined contributions, and sustainable infrastructures, despite its efforts for inclusive economic development. Back home, the 18th Mumbai International Film Festival is underway in Mumbai. A total of 314 films from 59 countries across 61 languages are there in the MIFF programming this year. The film festival, which began on 15th June, will culminate on Friday. More from our correspondent.
In the 18th Mumbai International Film Festival today, various acclaimed films including Memory Footprints, Will with Wings, The Rebellion of the Flowers, Against the Tide, Children of the Coast, Reason Behind the Murder and The Old Young Crow will be screened. Panel discussions titled Empowering Change, Amplifying Impact Through Short Films and Dissemination of Shorts, Penetration, Reach and Exposure have been scheduled in the morning sessions. A masterclass on editing, shaping characters will also be held today. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Relief from scorching heat wave over North India is expected with the approach of a western disturbance in the region. More from our correspondent.
Parts of North India, including Delhi, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh, are likely to witness slight relief from heat wave in the coming days, as the heat wave to severe heat wave conditions prevailing over these regions are likely to gradually abate from today onwards. The IMD said, heat wave to severe heat wave conditions very likely in many parts of Uttar Pradesh until tomorrow and over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Jharkhand and Bihar until today. Heat wave conditions are very likely in isolated parts of Jammu, Kashmir, north coastal Andhra Pradesh, north Madhya Pradesh and north Rajasthan today. The IMD further forecasts that heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy falls very likely to continue over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh today, followed by isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall. Pallavi Parmar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
On to sports now. Olympic and world champion Neeraj Chopra has won the gold medal in men's javelin throw competition at the World Athletics Continental Gold Tour at the Paavo Nurmi Stadium in Turku, Finland. He topped an eight-man field with a best effort of 85.97 meters last night. Chopra began steadily with a throw of 83.62 meters. Local favourite Oliver Helander pushed him for the lead, taking the top spot with an 83.96 meter throw in the second round. However, Chopra responded with his best throw of the day, a soaring 85.97 meter effort in his third attempt. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, the Super 8 round is beginning today. All the matches of this round will be played in the West Indies. The first Super 8 match will be played between the USA and South Africa today at Sir Vivian Richards Stadium. India will take on Afghanistan in their match tomorrow. Eight teams have qualified for this phase. The first group consists of India, Australia, Bangladesh and Afghanistan, while the second group consists of the USA, England, the West Indies and South Africa. The top two teams from each group will qualify for the semi-finals. The teams have to play three matches in the Super 8 and need two wins to reach the semi-finals. The winning team will reach the final, which will be played in Barbados on 29 June. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra.
Thank you, Naresh. Amid the raging row over the national eligibility come entrance test, the Supreme Court says can't allow even 0.001% negligence in NEET, reports Hindustan Times. The Times of India notes the severe heat wave conditions on its front page under the headline, Heat claims five lives in Delhi, warmest June night in 6 years. Power demand peaks at all-time high of 8,647 megawatts. The Indian Express says that Israel has deepened Rafah operation as the U.S. envoy visits Lebanon to stave off a wider war. Thai Senate okays landmark bill to legalize same-sex marriages, writes the Asian Age. And finally, while most of us in the plains are having a tough time struggling to cope with the blistering heat, the Kutia Kon tribes of Lanjigarh in Odisha's Kalahandi district are using age-old methods ranging from application of castor oil to donning breathable attire, writes a pioneer. With that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate new campus of Nalanda University at Rajgir in Bihar. Inaugural ceremony to be attended by several eminent people, including heads of missions of 17 countries. U.S. President Joe Biden announces a plan to provide legal status to 5 lakh spouses of American citizens. IMD says relief from scorching heat wave over North India is expected with approach of western disturbance in the region. World champion Neeraj Chopra wins gold in javelin throw at World Athletics Continental Gold Tour in Finland. And in T20 Cricket World Cup, Super 8 round begins today in West Indies, USA to take on South Africa. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.